Welcome to Style Scoops, the show where we explore the latest trends, powerful insights, and inspiring journeys that shape our world. Today we have two extraordinary guests, Mike Hancock and Lundy Jack, renowned global entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and business strategists. With experience spanning multiple countries and industries, they've mastered the art of blending business success with personal growth. From leadership and mindset shifts to the power of storytelling and the future of entrepreneurship, Mike and Lundy bring a wealth of knowledge to the table. So, get ready for an insightful conversation that could transform the way you approach business and life. Let's dive in. Both of you have traveled extensively and worked with diverse cultures. How has the global exposure shaped your approach to success, leadership, and business growth?
I've just learned that diversity is way more than what we ever thought it was, right? And that is the beauty of this world. I think if more people can realize what's out there in the world in terms of types of people, types of religions, type of perspectives, because, you know, we tend to get stuck in the whole, you know, differences in race, culture, religion, and all that. And even though it's relevant, there's such interesting people out there. You know, once I remember we were in Cambodia and Mike introduced me for the first time to some of the Cambodian monks. And I just wanted to go and stand there with them and take a picture. And one of the guys immediately said to me, please do not touch me. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, you know, if you as a woman touch me in this culture for me as a monk, I will literally lose all my studies as a monk right here and then. And I was like, what? And that's not the stuff you want to learn about and that you want to know about. And I guess that makes you more of an inclusive leader, ultimately, if you really start considering other people, really start considering other people and their differences.
Your work blends business strategy and personal development. What are some key mindset shifts that entrepreneurs can adopt to achieve both success and fulfillment?
Well, I think step one is that any entrepreneur who wants to achieve success and fulfillment needs to understand the deep essence that's inside themselves. For instance, what they really love, what makes them tick. If I look at the three things that Lundy is, you know, she is a dancer. She is a deep explorer of sacred wisdom. And she is a global traveler. For me, I'm a musician. I am an explorer. And I am somebody who is very focused on the ancient cultures of the world. If those essences of ours are not able to come into our ordinary job or business, then it's unlikely that we're going to turn it into the great success that we hope it's going to be. I've met more than 100 people, probably more than 500 people, who have been fiscally successful and are so depressed and unhappy in their lives. And yet I've met so many people who are on their journey and loving their life because they're sharing the essence of them inside themselves.
Storytelling plays a significant role in your speaking and mentoring. How can entrepreneurs leverage storytelling to create impact, build strong connections, and elevate their brands?
Well, I think number one, they really need to get out of boring. I think we're in a sea of sameness now. And, you know, people are really looking for authentic stuff now. They no longer want a well-crafted story. They want a person who's funny as hell, is real, authentic, you know, has an experience that they've been through that can really add value to another person's life. So in order to get those true, authentic, funny stories, entrepreneurs and especially speakers have to really dig deep in terms of what is it that they want to share, you know, what's their message to the world and why did they come to this planet, and then find a way to communicate it to an audience or potential buyers in a way that they can feel they can trust that person.
With the rapid evolution of technology and business, what do you see as the biggest opportunities for entrepreneurs in the next 5 years? How can they think differently to stay ahead?
Well, I think for me, the biggest opportunities are to balance humanization and technology. So let me give you a practical example. I think every listener would agree to me that it's incredibly frustrating when you ring probably your bank and you've got a problem. And then their automated system asks you what the problem is. Then it asks you something else. Then it asks you something else. And then you go back into a loop at the start and you can't get to a person who can actually fix your problem. And we all experience this on chatbots, on websites and things like that. So every strength taken to an extreme becomes a weakness. So the more that you are technologically trying to make your business superior, the more you are potentially dehumanizing it. And people are looking for that human connection. It was Isaac Newton who said, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So you would be blown away by the number of CEOs I talk to that say, I don't want to know about AI, I don't care. That's because they're going against the trend. So there's room in that for everybody. So I think the key to this for an entrepreneur is to be tech savvy in that they understand what's available, not necessarily how to use it. That can be bought and paid for. But they understand what's available that can help them. But by the same token, that they don't overcompensate that in their business and lose the human factor, which for many of them is probably what built their business to the point at the moment.
Balancing a high-energy, jet-set lifestyle with leadership and innovation is no small feat. How do you both maintain balance, avoid burnout, and continue performing at your peak?
For me, it's really just, you know, taking a snapshot of your body, your mind, your spirit, and your emotions, and see where you are and being honest with yourself. You know, if your emotions are low and you're not, you know, in control of your emotions, then you need to do something about it. And if your body is, you know, underperforming and you are overweight and you're eating wrong and you have massive allergies and, you know, asthma, then something needs to be done about it. And that's the same with your mindset and with your connection of spirit or nature. So I think people are very unaware, and many people are unaware, so of where they are at any given point. And so they just go on and stay the same and don't make any improvements. For me, there's only two directions a person can go. You can either move forward or you can be spiraling backward. It's very rare that I come across a person that I've not seen for years and go, oh, you're exactly the same you were. You either move forward in life or you move backward. And if you can be honest with yourself as an entrepreneur on a regular basis by measuring yourself and say, look, am I improving as a human being? Is my energy increasing? Am I becoming more innovative? Am I a better leader? Then you can constantly improve yourself. But if you never ask those questions, for you to maintain the lifestyle we do is probably not going to be possible. Many people tell us they want to travel the world, and me and Mike want as many people as possible to have this experience, because it's an incredible experience to live like that.
What an inspiring discussion with Mike Hancock and Lundy Jack. Their wisdom on leadership, storytelling, and staying ahead in a rapidly evolving world offers valuable lessons for any entrepreneur looking to grow. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to follow Style Scoops for more exclusive interviews with industry leaders and change makers. Until next time, keep innovating, keep storytelling, and most importantly, keep shaping your own success story.